between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Summer's here, so is grilling season. Start them both at the Home Depot, where the DynaGlow 5-burner gas grill with sear burner and smoker box is a special buy at just $229. It sports a fresh new look, a great matte black finish, which for a grill is pretty cool. And its big cooking area covers plenty of steaks, burgers, and weekends. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings now on the DynaGlow gas grill, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is a secret Facebook group involving Border Patrol agents that has been exposed. Investigative journalists at ProPublica discovered thousands of members posted jokes about migrant deaths as well as sexist memes.
27-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room.
The White House may accept a nuclear freeze, allowing North Korea to keep its nuclear weapons as long as it doesn't build any new ones. That would be a step backwards in the U.S. position.
Deadly poison scare at Facebook. Authorities say sarin may have been discovered at the company's mailing facility in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Grandmother who went for a walk along the ocean appears to be the latest victim of a rare but deadly bacteria.
Millions of protesters storm a government building in Hong Kong.
All the people here say that they will not be leaving unless their demands have been met.
And youth is served at Wimbledon. A 15-year-old from Florida beat the 5-time champion, Venus Williams.
I never thought this would happen. I'm literally living my dream right now.
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs. in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
93 hot degrees outside.
Oh, yes.
Stock market is down 32 points. The humidity is a killer.
Yeah, and the sun, man, near midday, it is just unbearable.
I mean, it's like
sunlight.
When it kind of beams on you, you feel like you're in a, you have a heat lamp on you.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I judge it by, can you go, I know it's like a first world problem, but can you go top down in the convertible? In the morning, it's great. Evening, fantastic.
Midday.
No, you do not want to take that thing down. It's better to leave the top on.
Yeah, don't take it down and get it. Or if you do, get an egg and put it in the passenger side and have an omelet.
It is bad out there. I feel bad for the folks who are working this whole day.
I tell you, we got some new polling material. We had a visit down, a congressional delegation visit down to the border that I kind of question. But the new polling data is some very interesting stuff. Let me first give you my report from Fresh Market.
Okay.
Okay. They're going to have on sale through Thursday the New York Strip Prime, the New York Strip Premium, and Tomahawk steaks. Ooh. At $14.98 a pound.
Oh, that's a great price.
That's a great price. And these are not the ones that have the big old huge bone that probably okay. adds another $4 to your price. But the quality looks
it's
great.
It's just a huge, thick ribeye.
Exactly.
And that's great. I love serving that if you're, like, entertaining for folks. Cooking that huge thing and then cutting it up and serving it as, like, a platter for everybody to have.
Oh, yeah. It's a great presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're going to cook that bad boy, particularly when you pan it. Ooh, yeah. And so they're doing the ribs. So the ribs are on sale today and tomorrow, $14.99 a slab, up to 3 o'clock. So if you don't have lunch plans, I would go by and get a slab of ribs.
Yes.
And split it with somebody.
Yes.
Split it with two people. Be great. $14.99, and they are delicious.
They don't need any sauce, but you can add because they don't do too heavy. But the seasoning they put on is fantastic.
The seasoning is great. You really taste the rib. You can go over to the deli and get some potato salad or some baked beans and get them just heated up in your microwave. Watch the bad boys explode. And I'm getting mine tomorrow. So right after the show, I said, put a slab of ribs on the side for me, because I'm going to get that bad boy, take it home, and eat it. I am so excited about tomorrow. been the last day. You'll
be dipping your toes in the pool?
I'm definitely going to be dipping my toes in the pool. You know, three is my favorite number now. It's that everything good comes in threes.
Oh, yes.
Three beers, three glasses of wine, three, everything's three.
The Holy Trinity. I can't go wrong with that.
And so I'm going to get wet today. I'm going to go get in that swimming pool. David Fagan came over himself, personally. Mr. Pool Man, David Fagan, came over and did my pool yesterday. He
kind
of fussed at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, you're not running your pump enough. I said, well, and the timer's broken. And so I go, you know, I turn it on when I want the sound of the water hitting out there. So it's great. But I'm not going to run that thing all the time. Give me a timer.
David. Come on.
I know. The fountain effect out here. But three is my new favorite number. I am going to get wet today. I may not put my entire body in there, but I'm going to get cooled off. Because like I told you, you sit out there talking, have three beers, and then you go in, and that heat just takes it out of you.
Yes.
And thank goodness I started drinking a whole lot of water, kept myself hydrated. But
I learned from me, it's literally a matter of cooling down. So I'll take like 5 minutes in the AC under a fan, just lay down, cool down, then I'm good.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to take that time and go walk into the swimming pool.
There you go.
And so kind of cool myself off, get that wet effect, as they would say. Yeah, I'm very excited about the weekend coming up here. It's going to be good. We've got 4th of July, and as Barron said, there's so much stuff going on in Montgomery. If you don't have something to do, you ain't in Montgomery, because there's stuff going on. We've got fireworks display tomorrow night at Blount Cultural Park. We've got fireworks display downtown after the Biscuit game. You can get on that cruise, the Harriet 2, my new best pal, Laney, there. That is a great place, by the way. Doug is really excited about, Delta Hotel is really excited about winning his ribs. He's really excited. So he said he's going to go buy one and then pick up the one he won from us. But get those ribs Tuesday, today and tomorrow from 11 to 3, $14.99, and that's a bargain. If you just take off a couple of couple of ribs and then wrap it up, they heat up great. I love to heat them up again and put a little bit of one of my marinades on there to kind of give it back that flavor, but it really holds. And you can always tell you're eating a good rib when you are, when it still tastes good, when it's, you know, second, third day type thing. Okay. So new polling data out here, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this just was released like 25 minutes ago. Iowa Democrat Presidential Caucus in the lead, but not by much. Joe Biden with 24 points. Who do we think is number two in Iowa?
Number two in Iowa. Biden's in the lead.
With 24.
I mean, Buttigieg?
Buttigieg is 6%.
Oh, no, he's not doing well.
He's not doing too well.
Is it Bernie?
Bernie is, believe it or not, Bernie Sanders is at, did I lose him? He's at 9%.
Oh, no. Poor Bernie.
Poor Bernie.
So who's number two?
He couldn't help it. Kamala Harris is number two at 16%.
Wow.
Warren is number three at 13%. So Kamala shot ahead of Bernie, shot ahead of Warren.
See, I think Warren had hurt herself in the first night debate, but Bernie was so lackluster in the second night. I think the progressive camp they're fighting over is going with Warren.
That onus isn't working for him, is it?
Right. And then Harris really did herself a favor in that debate, punching Joe.
Punching Joe. The punching bag Joe. Okay, so Klobuchar is at 2%. O'Rourke is at 1%.
Why, man? I've been just, like, I've learned all the different languages, man. And,
like, Cory Booker, 2%. Mm-hmm. Delaney, 1%.
No, oh, no.
Your good-looking candidate, Gabbert, 1%.
Oh, well.
Bennett, who seems a little lost out on the stage, 1%.
Yeah.
Julian Castro, may need to change his last name, 1%. Running neck and neck with Castro Yang. Got a Yang going on here. 1%. Inslee, Inslee?
Oh, the Washington governor.
Yes, who's warning everything on climate change.
Yes.
See where that gets you.
Good luck with that, man.
Climate change in Texas. I want you to sell that little pony out there. 0%.
And by the way, hearing him on stage, and I saw a video on accents from all the different states, Washington is your West Coast accent that's almost country in a way. They almost go into a country twang. And when I saw Inslee on the stage, I'm like, that is a weird way to talk. Like, and it is. It's an odd kind of West Coast country.
Because it didn't fit. His looks right. And his voice don't match. I mean, here he's got this nice gray hair, blue eyes, wore a very nice suit. And you're right, his vernacular just wasn't there. You kind of go, what? News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back. We got other polling data, national polling data. I think you're going to find interesting. We'll be right back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
972-9228. That's where we are. Yeah, big plans for the weekend. Gonna make people happy. Let's go to Morning Joe without Joe or Mika. They're doing their own celebratory whatever. So they're doing, I won't go there. So there's this new polling data that came out. And when I look at a poll, I do not take a poll at a absolute face value. I'm looking for a trend in polls. So the Consult poll just came out, and it matches the CNN poll. At least it's giving you a direction. So it's saying that Biden is falling, Harris is climbing, Bernie is either losing a little or kind of staying the same, and Warren is picking up. So let's listen in to Morning Joe. Now, this is big here, guys.
Major shakeup in the top tier of the 2020 Democratic candidates following last week's debate, as many people expected. A new CNN poll shows Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris made significant gains at the expense of former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden's lead fell in this poll 10 points down to 22% from a month ago, now up just 5 points over Senator Harris, who gained 9 points in this poll, up to 17%. Elizabeth Warren now sits in third place at 15%. Up 8. Senator Bernie Sanders dropped 4 points to 14%. Mayor Pete Buttigieg rounds out the top 5 in this poll at 4%. Steve Kornacki, a lot of people after they watched Kamala Harris do battle with Joe Biden expected there might be some movement. This was the first look we got at the entire group together. But that's a big jump.
That's very big. I mean, 5 points. That poll has it at just 5 points. When you think about all the advantages we talked about Joe Biden supposedly having coming into this race, to be sitting there in this poll, and let's see, there'll be other polls that come out in the next few days. Let's see how this one looks in comparison to them. But to be up just 5 points and to be sitting at 22% when you're the former vice president of the United States and you came in with all of these promises of electability, universal name recognition, all of these things, I think that speaks potentially to a seriously bad debate performance, and a debate performance that raised questions about what's supposed to be his core strength, and that is electability. And there was a separate poll that came out yesterday that has been asking Democrats a very basic question. Didn't ask the horse race question, but has been asking them a basic question. Do you think candidate X is capable of beating Donald Trump? And Joe Biden, after that debate, his number dropped 13 points. And the only other candidate to suffer that kind of a drop was Beto O'Rourke. You saw Harris's number rise double digits. You saw Warren's number rise double digits. And you saw Biden's drop from 70% of Democrats saying they think he's capable of beating Donald Trump before that debate to 57% afterwards. So I think we can talk about the substance of the dispute on stage there with Kamala Harris. But I think the stagecraft of that moment is what really helped Kamala Harris. And I think was in that moment, we'll see if it lingers, but in that moment, devastating to Joe Biden, because it cut into the central argument of his campaign, which is put me on stage with Donald Trump and I can't lose.
Now, I'll tell you something. This is a major sea change for MSNBC and ComSat.
And that was Kornacki there?
That was Kornacki.
He was spot on, in my opinion, with that analysis. I think that exchange between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden really helped Kamala. I don't know if it was exactly that that hurt Joe. I think it did hurt Joe. The content of it to a degree. I was more, when my impression of watching that debate is over the course of the whole night, Joe Biden, to use Trump's word, looked sleepy and didn't look like he was concise. Like, Andrew Yang had a better opening statement than Joe Biden. I mean, he just looked bad.
There's an insult in there somewhere.
Right. And maybe, I thought Andrew Yang had more energy. He just should have spoke up some more. But the energy there, Buttigieg, Yang, even Marianne Williamson had a better opening statement than Joe Biden. The witch, the spiritual guru.
It's what he didn't say. It's the way he didn't answer. They're going to talk about that in this interview. But this is a major change for MSNBC, ComSat, and NBC. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. We have more on that, by the way.
Hey, Dan. Not much to say. I'm in town for a couple days looking for a good time. And it seems like I picked a good time to come to Montgomery.
You did. A lot going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about nothing to do in Montgomery. This is a great time. What I was going to say is, yesterday I was listening to your show, and I heard you talking about the virtual reality and whatnot. I wanted to throw my hat in the in the ring for that.
You got Escapeology. Give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
3/5.
You got it there, Joey son.
3/5. Got you, Sam.
And your military drawing. You know, I got my 20-year letter. I can back it up.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. We're doing that. We have 2 gift cards. That we're giving away $50 each from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Sam is number 1 on the list. Sam, Joey's got you on that list also. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry to break up your rhythm. Y'all got a good show going, but I'm about to go in to the VA here. I got an appointment, and, you know, it may take 30 minutes. It may take 2 hours. You just never know.
After you finish, head over to Fresh Market and get that slab of ribs.
Hey, listen, That Fresh Market, that tomahawk steak, I've got to try that.
Yeah,
that
let me tell you, is really good. You're going to love that. Or get the New York Strip Prime. I think that's going to be my weekend dinner plans.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for what y'all do.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I'm glad Sam reminded me. We're doing a giveaway, so military members and or families, you can get in on that drawing. We're giving away 2 $50 gift cards from a very generous and kind listener who went down there and bought them. 2 separate people will do 2 drawings, so get in on that. Call me at 272-9228. Let's go to a break. Coming back, we'll get more on this new polling data right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with 4 stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A strong show of support is reported for President Trump, $105 million in campaign donations the last 3 months.
All of the money raised by the Trump campaign and joint fundraising organizations with the Republican National Committee. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders raised $18 million over that time period and transferred another $6 million from previous accounts. That sum overshadowed by the nearly $25 million raised by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Vice President Pence was supposed to speak in New Hampshire today. Randy Gentry with his office told people there.
At this time, we're going to cancel today's event. Does not mean we won't come back, but we do have a situation whereby the vice president was recalled back to Washington.
And the vice president is now back at the White House. His spokeswoman tells Fox something came up. A senior White House official says this is nothing health related for the VP or the president, and it's nothing related to national security. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are headed for some dangerous heat levels over the next few days through the holiday weekend, I'm afraid. Today, a very hot day with a high around 96 and the heat index, let's say 102 to 105. Lots of sunshine, only isolated cooling storms for the very lucky. Low tonight, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, highs 95 to 97. Heat index near the 105 danger range. Spotty relief from some widely scattered storms. And then on Friday, mid-90s still, with a few hit or miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man, look at some weather down at the coast. Getting kind of wet down there. But that's what happens. You get these pop-up storms that come out there.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems to be hitting down by Spanish Fort, Bayou La Batre, over to Mobile.
When I was driving down there, I ran in some pockets, and they were nasty. I mean,
it's like somebody turns a fire hose on you.
Yeah, it was only for like a mile or two.
You get soaked, but then it stops.
Yeah, I mean, you have to really slow down. You can't see. It's what is it in Forrest Gump, the big old fat rain or whatever? Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Martha. Martha, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, wanted to say happy 4th.
Y'all
do a great job.
Thank you.
And I wanted to go put my name in the drawing for the Sweet Creek.
You got it, Martha. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/24.
You have got it, my dear. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow. And I appreciate you giving me a call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder that Fresh Market is doing the ribs, $14.99, a slab cooked. They've also got the New York Prime, New York Premium steaks on sale, and the tomahawk steaks on sale. I'm going to do the New York Prime this weekend. I'm excited. Very excited. Okay, so let's go to the second part of this thing. This is Morning Joe without Joe and Mika. And we're going to be talking about Gene Robinson going to be questioning Biden's overall performance. Listen in.
Gene Robinson, there'll be another poll today, a Quinnipiac poll, so we'll see if these sort of run and support each other or if this is an outlier from CNN. But it does reflect what a lot of people thought just watching the debates. The first night, a lot of people thought Senator Warren had a good night. She's up 8 points in the poll. Night two, Kamala Harris was the star. She's up 9 points. But even so, a closing of the gap by 19 points. When you put together Biden falling 10 in this poll, Kamala Harris coming up 9, that is striking right out of the gate.
Yeah, that's stunning. I mean, let's do the only one poll caveat,
yep.
And we'll see about the Q poll today. But, you know, it reflected more, I think, than just that one moment. I think it reflected questions about Joe Biden's overall performance in that debate. Now, this is so early, and there's no reason he can't bounce back. You recall in 2012, President Obama had a disaster. Disastrous, awful first debate against Mitt Romney, and then came back like gangbusters and won the election and won the other debates. So it ain't over till it's over. But Biden was not that sharp in that debate, and he struck people as old. And you know, if you look at those numbers and you saw the 76-year-old candidate and the 77-year-old candidate both fall, you saw Harris and Warren rise, and I think it reflects just more than the one clash between Biden and Harris. I think it was an overall performance issue.
I kind of agree with us. So he just didn't look engaged.
You never want to hear that, do you?
No, you don't. What's particularly when you're the front runner.
Yeah. Also, like, what's the issue? Something in particular? Something? No, it's an overall performance issue.
Yeah.
Joe.
And vitamin B isn't going to fix that, is it?
No.
I love it. Okay, so Morning Without Joe, Kamala painting herself in a corner, and I'm right in on this one. This is what I was saying yesterday.
So no, Joe Biden was never going to continue to lead by the margins he was leading on. We hadn't seen anyone on stage together yet. He was holding a limited number of events. We hadn't really gotten, at least the American public, hadn't gotten a great look at Joe Biden. They took a look at him on stage last week. And again, at least in this poll, we'll see if the other polling runs parallel with it. They didn't like what they saw, for the most part.
Well, I didn't like what I saw. I mean, in the moment, as stagecraft, as Steve was saying, it was insufficient. You had a very affecting, emotional, genuine, honest appeal from Senator Harris, and Biden responded with facts and records and my background in civil rights, and it was just disproportionate. It wasn't as affecting as Senator Harris's attack. However, in the days that follow, I am skeptical as to the nature of whether this is going to translate into sustained support, because she is essentially painting herself into a corner that's going to really put the electability question back on the table. In that debate, she talked about how she was going to, again, backtrack from her previous backtrack about eliminating health insurance, private health insurance as part of a Medicare for All deal, which is a minority proposition. Similarly, she has now embraced forced busing. She has said, I'm going to support a program that brings back forced busing. This is a dead political issue, not popular, not effective, and failed on its own merits. And when people begin to dive into the substance of this really affecting emotional moment, I'm not entirely sure whether it doesn't redound to Biden's benefit.
And she also said and pointed out, you know, we need to go do ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment. We need to have federal courts and the federal government telling states what to do. That will work up to a point. But that starts messing you up in places like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, Michigan, places like that. They don't want the federal government to tell them what to do.
Well, and I think you can attack Kamala Harris on this without it really being a smear. You could say that she was heavy-handed on many occasions as a prosecutor, as a DA, as an attorney general. She's calling for all sorts of executive actions that are unconstitutional, and now she wants a federal solution to every problem that should be left to the states and the people. And you can that, and I can say that, I think, without stretching the truth at all.
Exactly. And then, and she can't go, no, I don't.
Right.
Because then you look at her track record, and then her biggest problem is she will say something very emphatically, and then she has to take it back. She has to walk it back. And that doesn't help you out. That does not help you out. And then she goes, I didn't say that. Mm. And then she goes, that's not the way I heard it. That's not presidential material there. Okay, so now this last one's a little bit long, but listen to this one. Joe, the Dems and issues are going to bite them.
So, Heidi, here comes a big but. If you look inside that poll, respondents were asked to answer the question, who do you think has the best chance to defeat Donald Trump? The answer remains Joe Biden at 43%. After that, everybody else falls off the table down to 13% for the next best answer there. So maybe they didn't like what they saw, but they still believe somewhere in their hearts that Biden can beat Trump.
And that comes back to Noah's point, which is after several performances here, is it going to shake back out to Joe Biden's benefit in that initially this race really was Joe Biden and everybody else?
Yeah.
And that will all depend on his debate performances. Right now, you have so many Democratic voters really driven almost by a primal fear that the only thing standing between them and a second Trump presidency is Joe Biden. Why? Because he's the only one who could win in these states like Pennsylvania. He's Joe from Scranton. He's the only one who could win in Wisconsin, for instance. What you saw in this first debate was a piercing of that notion, because Kamala Harris put herself forward as someone who could stand on that debate stage and disassemble Joe Biden. So if she could do it to Joe Biden, maybe she could do it to Trump. But it's only one debate. And to Noah's point, at some point, this is going to also become about the issues. And a number of these issues, you know, the Democrats are starting to put themselves into categories, into buckets, where the polling tells us these things are not broadly popular with the broader electorate, such as providing health insurance for undocumented immigrants. So I think that, you know, this was a good initial performance. And like the Biden people say, they were always expecting things to tighten, and this is definitely all going to come down to whether he sees a repeat performance, because next time, it's not going to just be most likely Kamala Harris on the stage, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, and by golly, she was definitely watching what Kamala Harris did, and imagine what she's going to try to do in terms of drawing contrasts, for instance, on Biden's record on bankruptcy reform, on Biden's record on voting for the Iraq war. So he better come next time better prepared.
Okay, she said so much in there that I absolutely agree with. Number one, and we have said that when you're, the reason everybody's voting for you is because you're the most likely person to be able to beat Trump. At the point that you don't look like you're the most likely person to beat Trump, then you're going to start going down in the polls. And I think that's what happened. As you remember, the biggest drop of likelihood of beating Trump was Biden. Beto O'Rourke was number two that was there, and he just plummeted.
Well, and Biden, again, to me, it's more what Biden failed to do and how he presented himself than anything Senator Harris did. I mean, she sort of really revealed it. But
yeah, she stoked the fire, but he didn't respond.
Yeah, it was there. He looked old. And, I mean, there are candidates historically that, I mean, you worked for one, got knocked on the old thing, but some people carry it better than others. Reagan still continued to be a good-looking man with his wits about him into his years in the presidency. Donald Trump is so, I guess, spray tanned and made up that you don't really see much of a difference. And he has this energy that, you know, it doesn't come across as a 70-something-year-old guy. Where Biden seems to be stumbling over his words. He doesn't look like he used to look just 8 years ago.
Right. 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago. He doesn't look good. And being honest here, I think he looks like a man who's gone through a lot of family trauma and tragedy. And he's trying to now get that fire back. And he needs to wake up. Stop being so sleepy, Joe.
Well, and the other point that she made that I absolutely agree with, and that is the issues that they're getting themselves put in buckets. And they're too quick to try to get this stuff done where I believe in this. You know, illegal aliens will be getting health care, for example. We had that discussion yesterday. They're going to really paint themselves in a corner, and Trump is going to dismantle them on that.
When it used to be that you could lurch to the left or to the right, to the base, in the primary, and say whatever you need to say in Iowa and New Hampshire, you get some national coverage, but then in the general, you could really recreate yourself. And I think now, with the constant news coverage and the
video, the debates.
Yeah, the debates, you can't do that anymore. People will, like, we've been saying, that clip of them all raising their hands, we would give healthcare to undocumented immigrants will be used, and it's already being used by the Republican National Committee.
So they better watch out here, and Joe better watch out. And then the problem is, if Joe starts faltering, who gets the new torch? And if it's Kamala Harris, then they're going to be after her, and they're going to dismantle her. And it's not going to be pretty, not going to be good. Okay, News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. Let me move into another subject here. Oh, by the way, lawmakers headed down to the border. That's a major story. And let's do the CBS thing. And I want to do as a preface on this is that I think that this was kind of planned and orchestrated in the way it's going down. A couple of things. You have ribs on sale. Fresh Market, they're cooking, $14.99 a slab. These are the prime ribs. They are spectacular from now until 3 o'clock, and then tomorrow from 11 to 3. If you don't have lunch plans, you need to go down there. And then Sweet Creek Farm Market has got the best watermelon. They've got peppers. I got to go back down there for this weekend to get red peppers for a steak for Saturday night for my guests. So they will have really enjoyed and get that great flavor. So head down to those two locations. We also have a giveaway of two $50 gift cards for military members and or families for 4th of July. That's for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Get the Sugar Baby watermelon. They are spectacular. The peaches, yes, I did do peaches on the grill. That's what a grill mania kind of guy I am. I'm going to try that again this weekend. I don't know. Maybe I'll just do cut up. Peaches will definitely be a part of it because those peaches at Sweet Creek Farm Market are so damn good. Okay, let's play the CBS story on lawmakers here. And lawmakers called border facilities horrifying here, and OAC was going to litter the back here.
And we're going to begin this way with new outrage by lawmakers over the treatment of migrants in U.S. custody. It's creating fresh controversy over the crisis at the southern border. Democrats Joaquin Castro and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were among about a dozen members of Congress who toured the border facilities yesterday. Now, they describe deplorable conditions inside those facilities.
Customs and Border Protection is also under fire over a secret Facebook group that includes thousands of current and former agents. Some users reportedly mocked migrant deaths and posted sexist and racist jokes about lawmakers, including Ocasio-Cortez. Jeff Begays is outside the agency's headquarters in Washington. Good morning, Jeff. How is the agency responding?
CBP officials pledged to investigate those posts and hold people accountable. And this is just more pressure on an agency that is already under intense scrutiny. And yesterday, lawmakers applied more pressure when they said that migrants were being held under horrifying conditions inside Texas Border Patrol facilities. Hispanic Caucus Chairman Joaquin Castro shot this cell phone footage of women in CBP custody, saying some have been denied life-saving medication and showers.
We saw that the system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
He was one of several members of the Hispanic Caucus who toured detention facilities in Texas.
This is CBP on their best behavior, telling people to drink out of the toilet.
A CBP official was quoted pushing back on that statement, saying they're drinking potable water from the sink attached to the toilet. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did say this was the type of toilet, but insisted the sink portion was not functioning.
Okay, you can go to my website, danmoreshow.com, and you can see this story. The video that he is referring to is OAC sitting on a sleeping bag talking to some of the migrants, the people that are being detained there. There's nothing horrific about it. There's nobody that's being abused. Somebody saying they're being denied life-saving medicine. Is it a situation of BYOM? Is that bring your own medicine and they're not giving it to you? Or you're not getting medicine that you think you need? And, I mean, I think this whole thing is completely trumped up. I think that what they did, if you notice what happened, is this story about the Facebook and all that kind of stuff came out on the day that, actually the day before, the night of, the day before they arrived down at the border place. And OAC is asked, did you see any of this? And she rolls the window up. When she said, did you see somebody drinking out of the toilet? And she rolls the window up. This is she is getting a briefing from the border patrol guys, Customs and Border Patrol. She leaves and goes to another room and starts talking to the people. And she gets absolutely upset. When she comes back, she's like shaking. And she, oh my God, this is horrible. This is catastrophic. And people are kind of going like, she's losing it here. And I think this was completely contrived. Now, notice that what they'll do is they'll question, did the Russians have an interference in elections by doing fake, you know, bots that are there? Did somebody do this to try to tamper with the visit, trying to intentionally make the Border Patrol look bad? Did they go in and stage some of these posts? Because I want to know, how do you become part of that group? Can you just sign up? You know, who are the people? But we're going to get in and we're going to have some Border Patrol folks talking about doing the investigation of this. Red Top, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Show. The biggest and baddest brother.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228 This is where we are. Okay, let's continue on with this lawmaker story here. Red Top dropped off here. And it's going to be talking about the lawmakers. Called the border facilities horrifying, and but they don't do a lot of investigative reporting here. And we're going to pick up something where there have been all these congressional delegation trips that have already happened down there. The only one that all of a sudden we're seeing all this stuff is the one that's got Julian Castro and AOC on it, and the other lady, the other Hispanic lady. Let's listen in.
She was one of the members of Congress included in lewd and sexist Facebook posts by CBP employees in a secret Facebook group uncovered by ProPublica. The Facebook group was dubbed I'm 1015, which is Border Patrol code for aliens in custody. One member asked if this photo of a dead migrant father and child could have been faked because the bodies were so clean.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
CBP officials called the Facebook posts completely inappropriate.
These do not represent the thoughts of the men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol.
On Monday, after signing a bill providing $4.6 billion in humanitarian aid at the border, President Trump threatened more deportations were coming.
After July 4th, a lot of people are going to be brought back out. So people that come up, maybe here for a short while, but they're going to be going back to their countries. They go back home.
The president did not get into specifics about when those apprehensions would start. CBP has also been criticized by the DHS Inspector General about the conditions inside some of those detention facilities, calling the conditions overcrowding and conditions that could lead to violence.
Jeff, you mentioned the $4.6 billion in humanitarian aid at the border. We know that won't be going to a border wall, but where might it be going?
Well, that, of course, is the bill that Congress passed last week. It's a bipartisan bill that provides for that $4.6 billion that will go to humanitarian aid and security needs. Most of the money, nearly $2.9 billion, goes to shelter and care for migrant children. About $145 million of it will be used for military missions along the border, but no funding will go toward building the border wall.
Okay, so they finally did the humanitarian aid. And so these guys go down there, and again, you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com. You can actually see the story and you see this little piece of a video that Castro is saying shows horrifying things. It's a lady sitting on sleeping bags and OAC in her dress sitting laying on the floor with them talking to them.
Mm.
And the thing about the drinking out of the toilet, and they ask, you know, did you see that? And that's when she rolls the window up. This is just all too damn convenient, and they know it's going to take a little while to let the story go through the snake and come out the other end here.
And if I hear something like that, I'm like, well, fix the sink.
Well, I think it's probably, you know, what it is a toilet has a water line that's stupid. They just ran the water line off the sink
right
into the toilet. They're not drinking out of the toilet. I mean, that would be, like, overly obvious, don't you think?
Right, and I see what AOC's doing. She wants to find any problem, and I'm sure the situation is not ideal. It's why this
the concentration camp, closest to concentration camp.
She wants to use every little problem as a symbol of to her larger hyperbolic point. And the situation isn't ideal. This is why this package, $4.6 billion, was just passed. And I think there's a lot more that could be done on security side and on helping people and processing.
Well, here's what happens to liberals, but also happens to ultra-conservatives. They want to be so right about a particular issue, they'll actually make things up so they can be right. This just has a lot of this-is-made-up kind of stuff. And Castro, with that video, anybody who's looking at that video and listening to his rhetoric, it doesn't match up. And when you're running presidential campaign, just because you say something does not make it true. And the other thing is, don't just say things to be hyperbolic. Don't do that. And you're going to learn a lesson, particularly when you go into Iowa and New Hampshire, and you're trying to do shock there. Shock does not work with these people. They want to hear you give a plan. They don't want to hear you try to scare them or shock them into something. Doesn't work. That is why, you remember when Trump was doing the Iowa State Fair and all that in 2016? I mean, they were loving him because he wasn't talking about trying to scare you to death like Hillary Clinton was. What he was talking about is, we're going to make things better. The whole thing is, we're going to make America great again, and we're going to bring this country back. That is something that really resonates with people in Iowa. Not as much as in New Hampshire, but definitely in Iowa.
Well, and with the election cycle, I get frustrated because this is one issue, immigration, where I've heard it from all different sides. And I don't fully agree with the president. I don't fully agree with the I really don't agree with the Democrats. I more see all these different issues where both sides must come together and start solving the problems piece by
piece.
But
they're not.
But they're not. Yeah, it's a political football.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. A couple of reminders here. Fresh Market has the $14.99 slab of rib. You're looking for something really, really good for lunch? Get a friend, go by and get that and split it. You can probably get three people out of one rib. They are delicious. You can go inside and get some of their potato salad, which is really good. They've got macaroni that you can heat up, and they got baked beans and things like that. But they've got some great things that you can add to it. Also, coleslaw. Forgot about that. But go in and make a meal out of it and enjoy it. Then Sweet Creek Farm Market has got, we've got two giveaways, $50 each for military families and or military members. You can get in on that drawing. We're going to do that tomorrow. Plus our normal Sweet Creek Farm Market giveaway. It's going to be a short week, so this is the one you want to get in. That's in for any caller to 272-9228. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. We'll be right back.